Final thoughts. I know that my experience might seem a bit overwhelming, but I share it in part because the number one excuse that I hear from the recruiting leaders who I coach is this: I don't have time to recruit. When we talk about what it takes to be an attractive leader on social media, it probably sounds like it will take even more time. We always protect what's a priority. I'm asking that we prioritize recruiting because it makes us better leaders. When we choose to be attractive leaders, it means that we take the time to establish our vision, values, and why. These impact how we run our teams. They impact how motivated we feel to lead. And when we live true to them and represent them honestly in our personal brand on social media, they help us recruit in a far more impactful way than we can otherwise. Saying that you don't have time to recruit means that you don't want to take the time and protect that priority. But being an attractive leader should always be a priority, and it's the central part of how effective recruiting works. Saying, "I don't like to recruit," "recruiting's hard," "I don't have the time," all of these excuses are agreements that you've made with yourself. Nobody is born saying, "I hate recruiting." So I am not asking any listeners to make a decision to recruit more. Why? Because there are levels of agreement, and a decision is the lowest level. If we look at this from a health framework, a decision is like saying, "I'm going to get into shape this year." That's the lowest level, simply saying that to yourself and maybe deciding to go to the gym today. A commitment represents more. It's when you decide to clean out your pantry and stop buying any junk food. A commitment is more powerful. It represents taking action. But few people ever get to the greatest level, which is resolve. Resolve represents grit. It represents dedication. It represents taking all the steps that it takes. In recruiting, we see a lot of low-level decisions. We see a lot of, "I'll make this call today," "I'll hire this person," "I'll do this exercise with my team." We even see commitment to those decisions. But resolve means going beyond saying, "This is something I'm going to do." It means saying, "This is something I'm going to do at all costs." It means finding your core values behind recruiting. It means being consistent always. You have to regularly create and post content that is true to your values on social media. That is how you establish a strong brand presence. It means resolving to set aside a meeting with yourself. And during that time, whether it's half an hour or 4 hours, you don't answer the call that can wait. You don't pay attention to the 700 emails coming in. Instead, you spend that time on recruiting, establishing yourself on social media, and building your brand as a leader. To be an attractive leader, you have to be an active leader. Instead of saying you don't have the time to recruit, you're making the time to recruit. In that time, you're establishing yourself as an attractive leader. You're drawing people in by humanizing yourself. You're building connections, making calls, reaching out, and doing whatever it takes. I'm not asking anyone here to decide to recruit. I'm not asking you to commit to recruiting either. I'm asking everyone to resolve to recruit. That means doing everything possible to attract top talent and to make yourself an active and consistent presence on social media. It means taking the time, deliberately, every day, to build that presence and make it true to yourself and the leader you want to be. I'm asking everyone to do whatever it takes. Decide that leading in a way that's true to your vision, values, and why is more than important. It's vital.